You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin'. It was one of the most played songs of the 20th century. It was written by Cynthia Weil with her husband and songwriting partner Barry Mann. Alongside contemporaries such as Carole King and Jerry Goffin, Weil changed the sound of popular music in the 1960s. She's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and her writing has helped sell an estimated 200 million records, and she's still working. Meredith Oakes has her story in the series The Women Behind the Songs.
I hear the neon lights up bright on Broadway.
Cynthia Weil wrote big-sounding songs in a tiny office on Broadway. She'd grown up just a few blocks north, on Manhattan's Upper West Side, dreaming that one day she'd work as a playwright and director on the city's most infamous stretch of asphalt. She studied theater in college, but was encouraged by a family friend to try her hand at writing song lyrics. When she met musician Barry Mann, he immediately recognized her unique amalgam of sophistication and empathy. You can hear it in the original version of the duo's song On Broadway, written for the all-girl group The Cookies. A native New Yorker, Weil had the ability to perceive the city's wonder through the eyes of an outsider. Weil is one of the architects of the Brill Building sound, an era of urbane teenage pop by writers who were barely out of their teens themselves. She didn't just write about young love and broken hearts. Weil's lyrics also reflected her social conscience. When she and Mann teamed up with famed songwriting duo Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller to rework On Broadway for the all-male group The Drifters, it went from upbeat and wide-eyed to a much grittier tale of hunger, poverty, and struggle.
And you ain't had enough to eat. The glitter is right off, and you're nowhere.
As girl groups and brotherly duos gave way to the British invasion, Weil stayed relevant with dark, prescient songs that reflected massive cultural change, like this one, recorded by UK band The Animals.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine.
Sung by Eric Burdon in his tough, cavernous baritone, it became emblematic of the Vietnam War and of U.S. military conflicts ever since. It spoke directly to baby boomers and their dawning epiphany that they didn't want to live like their parents. One of them is Bruce Springsteen, who says this song is at the heart of his entire career.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, it's a better life for me and you.
Though she wrote dozens of hits, Weil enjoyed a reputation as a songwriter. When country singer Dolly Parton was looking to expand into pop music in the late 1970s, she recorded Weil and Mann's Here You Come Again. Parton is a renowned composer herself, yet it was this song that launched her massive crossover success as an artist.
Here you come again, just when I've begun to get myself together. You waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger.
In the new millennium, Weil finally made it to a theater on Broadway as a character in the hit musical Beautiful about her old friend Carole King. She also found a new calling as an author of young adult novels. Weil says that successful songs are a lot like novels, with a beginning, a middle, and an end. Yet her one story without an end is her lifelong partnership with Barry Mann, which inspired this 1989 hit for Linda Ronstadt and Aaron Neville.
Look at these dreams, so beaten and so better.
After nearly six decades together, Weil and Mann still finish each other's songs, and they still finish each other's sentences.
Let me be all I need to know.
Music critic Meredith Oakes is the author of Rock and Roll Woman. Her profile of Cynthia Weil is part of our series, The Women Behind the Songs.
So much I've never broken through.
treasure I've ever known.